This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for joining us on The Morning Run. You're with Julian Ng, Lin Mark and Sharitz Abdullah. And coming up in about half an hour's time is our usual breakfast grill, where Sharitz, you're going to speak to Rosalind Chow. Now, back to news. The U.S. threatened to levy tariffs on many European goods yesterday in what they say is a retaliation against European companies' subsidies, especially for Airbus. And Airbus closed down by almost 2% yesterday. According to Tim Mulholland, Airbus, this is an old issue, 15 years in the running, and Airbus has apparently been receiving the, subsidies from the European government.
Yes, but so has Boeing from the US. So this is a, this is an interesting sort of situation that we're seeing here. So, but anyway, if the US follows through, the proposed tariffs would affect about $11 billion in imports to the US. So this includes helicopters, bicycles, cheese, and wine. So these new trade tensions also come as the US is said to be close to resolving its ongoing trade tensions with China. So I guess it looks like, you know, really, as one trade war ends, another one is set to begin.
Yeah, I think the $11 billion is quite a small amount in the scheme of things, but it's the signal that's been sent, whether these are Trump political posturings or whether they have any legitimacy behind them, but certainly cast a shadow over global growth.
Yeah, so another question is, why now? I mean, this is, like you said, Julian, it's a 15-year-old feud between US and Europe. It's a matter of timing as to why do you want to raise this issue right now. So President Donald Trump, he tweeted that EU has taken advantage of the US, adding that it would soon stop. That and that said, the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said the Trump administration would wait for the WTO to clear the implementation of the duties, which could happen sometime in the middle of the year. So this is marking an apparent rare show of faith in an institution that Trump himself has attacked in the past.
So one of the reasons that this has come up now is also the fact that I think late last month, the WTO did come out to say that the U.S. Had failed to halt a subsidized tax break for Boeing Co. So this has been, you know, as you've mentioned, it's a long-running dispute, 14, 15 years in the making, basically attempting to gain superiority in the aviation industry. And so the WTO at the time highlighted a tax break that is apparently still in violation of its rules given by the U.S., worth around $100 million annually. And that was in March of this year, still applicable to Boeing.
I think this very much to me also represents the hypocrisy of the developed world, because in a lot of the global trade agreements, they want to open up the markets of small economies and they want to get in the name of free trade, you know, but a subsidy is a kind of non-trade barrier. And, you know, it's not just local companies that are being subsidized here in Malaysia or even being bailed out, but these international big companies like Boeing and Airbus. You can only buy one or the other, and they get subsidies just to make themselves slightly more competitive. And to me, this is sort of corporate welfare, right? We're talking about social welfare these days to take care of inequality in the world and to solve environmental problems and so on. Here are gigantic corporates like Boeing and Airbus getting subsidies from their respective governments.
Yeah, so you mentioned that it's buying about one, you know, you can only buy one or the other, right, at the end of the day. And we can't
A duopoly,
right? So but you can't help but go back to what has happened to Boeing in the past maybe half a year. I mean, they've had two of their aircraft crashed, and also investigation is pointing that it's possibly pointing towards them, especially with the sensor issue. And this has caused their share market price to drop over the past few months.
This could be the trigger that Trump is making these complaints against the EU, which totally, I guess, is not valid, you know, just to make this kind, just to nudge Boeing slightly to competitiveness. Maybe, you know, if Singapore can make decisions about Facebook, I think maybe my CC can make a decision about whether the Boeing Airbus alliance is a kind of duopoly, and maybe tax them there, get some revenue into the country, right? Some tax revenue into the country.
Yeah, so but it's interesting. Maybe so. So it's interesting, though, because Robert Lighthizer, so the U.S. trade representative, has said that if the EU ends the Airbus subsidies, then the U.S. may also roll back its additional duties imposed. So that those, so it makes me wonder, though, where would that leave Airbus and Boeing in the face of China? Because China is also looking to enter the aviation industry, and if and it's going to be more, it'll mean more competition, which is always healthy for the business environment. But it could be quite dangerous for Airbus and Boeing as well.
I like that situation. I think I'm all for competition coming into the market and benefiting consumers. This other one is interesting. Gunting says that their resorts world Las Vegas is set to open by the end of 2020. The total development costs and land costs add up to about $1 billion, and the first phase is estimated to cost about $4 billion.
Yes, yeah, so so far the progress has been up to level 57 of the West Tower and level 54 of the East Tower. Those are completed. The hotel towers are scheduled to reach their full height in the third quarter of 2019. But last December, Wynn Resorts filed a lawsuit against Gunting, claiming that the architectural design of Resorts World Las Vegas was too similar to Wynn Las Vegas. Now, they reached a settlement agreement in which Gunting agreed to make several design changes.
So with this news, I mean, could this be Gunting's way to sort of diversify, you know, their businesses from away from this country because of the policy risk that that they face with the new government? So, for an example, they haven't had a good time with the new Malaysia. I mean, could this, for an example, we're talking about Chairman Tan Sri Lim Kok Tay. Now, he was quoted saying that with the recent increase in gaming tax, there is a need for them to diversify and move elsewhere.
Well, in fact, the Gunting Group has been diversifying for a long time. They've been in Singapore for 10 years and counting now, including that recent expansion plans, right? The $1 billion expansion plan over there in Singapore with their Universal Studios and so on. And Gunting has also been in other parts of the world. Plus the fact that Gunting is also in other businesses as well, in property, in plantations, as well as in the past, I think, in power. But that power plant was sold to Edra Energy, that's linked to 1MDB. I think that this situation with Gunting, global diversification, they've got that plans being sorted out over there. All right, we'll be coming back with terrorism in Malaysia after this, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.